This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Congress has overridden President Donald Trump's veto of a defense policy bill. It's a first by lawmakers since Mr. Trump took office nearly 4 years ago. In an extraordinary New Year's Day session, the Republican-controlled Senate turned aside the veto, dismissing the president's objections to the $740 billion bill. President Trump rejected the defense measure last week, saying it failed to limit social media companies he claimed were biased against him during his failed reelection campaign. Mr. Trump also opposed language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders. A senior diplomat from China says China's relationship with the United States has reached a new crossroads and could get back on track following a period of unprecedented difficulty. Those comments by Foreign Minister Wang Yi were published in Chinese media on Saturday. Relations between the world's two biggest economies have come under increasing strain amid a series of disputes over trade, human rights, and the origins of COVID-19. In its latest move, the United States blacklisted dozens of Chinese companies it said had ties to the military. Wang told state media that recent U.S. policies towards China had harmed the interests of both countries, but he said that there is now an opportunity for a new round of dialogue. The election of Joe Biden as U.S. president has been widely expected to improve relations between Washington and Beijing after 4 years of escalating tensions under the administration of Donald Trump. But President-elect Biden, who will take office on January 20th, has continued to criticize China for its abuses on trade and other issues. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kazakhstan has abolished the death penalty, making permanent a nearly two-decade freeze on capital punishment in this Central Asian country. The news came in a notice on the presidential website on Saturday. Executions were paused in Kazakhstan in 2003, but courts continued to sentence convicts to death in exceptional circumstances. Iran has told the United Nations nuclear watchdog that it plans to enrich uranium to 20% purity, a level it achieved before its 2015 accord. The move is the latest of several recent announcements by Iran to the International Atomic Energy Agency that it plans to further breach the deal, which it started violating in 2019, in retaliation for Washington's withdrawal from the agreement and the imposition of U.S. sanctions against Tehran. This step was one of many mentioned in a law passed by Iran's parliament last month in response to the killing of the country's top nuclear scientist, which Tehran has blamed on Israel. In Thailand, Bangkok nightlife will go quiet as a ban on bars, nightclubs, and restaurant alcohol sales goes into effect today among a raft of restrictions aimed at curbing the kingdom's rising coronavirus toll. Thailand initially appeared to have escaped the worst of the virus. It registered just under 4,000 total cases in November, despite being the second country to detect an infection back in January. But an outbreak last month at a massive seafood market has spiraled into a resurgence, with infections now detected in 53 of the kingdom's 73 provinces. By Saturday, the caseload had jumped to over 7,300. More than 2,600 active cases have been recorded in Bangkok, where a partial lockdown goes into effect Saturday. The capital also announced Friday that public schools will be closed for 2 weeks. More than a dozen virus checkpoints have been set up across the city. Nationwide restrictions and closures are expected to go into effect from January 4th to February 1st. Australia's Sydney Opera House is preparing to present an opera performance for the first time since March of 2020, when the pandemic restrictions went into effect. The opera, The Merry Widow, is scheduled to open on Tuesday. The house will be filled only to 75% capacity, and audience members will be required to wear masks, according to the artistic director of the house. He said the opening is a sign of hope for the performing arts industry, which has been crippled by the pandemic. Again, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.